guys, what is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. It's Brooke
and Danielle. Hello, you guys. Happy Wednesday.
Happy to have you back.
We're excited for this week's episode, you guys. We are having Bryn Chandler on the podcast today. She's a UGA student athlete. We've been wanting to have a student athlete on the podcast for a while, actually, and she plays volleyball here at the University of Georgia. And we are so excited to talk to her about being scouted, being on a team, what it's like to be a student athlete, and so much more. So get excited for that. That'll be after we do our little intro and catch up, but we're so pumped.
So pumped. Danielle, you actually said we're so excited to have a student athlete on. We've had two on. Our brothers.
Oh, I was like, this is so awkward.
No,
you're right.
I think
you're
that's
right.
Our first female student athlete, and she went to
totally.
So like the connection and stuff. But yeah, if you guys didn't know,
that's so true.
Danielle's
it's
brother,
so cool,
and my brother. I know they're both real college athletes. It's great.
I know her brother plays lacrosse. Mine plays soccer. And then here we are.
I know.
Podcast.
I feel like you've always been an athletic person, though. Like, for me, it's, like, complete. Oh, like, my brother and I never a lot. Like, you and your brother, like, work
like,
out together and stuff.
I, like, played football with my brother. We played flag football together in middle school. That was fun.
Yeah, that's cute. I could never. So.
You and Sal do your other things that you do. You play, like, I don't know. I don't know.
We just live separate lives,
Sims?
But we come together. He does not play Sims.
No.
We live our separate lives and we come together. You and your brother, remember you did the push up challenge or whatever.
Yes. TikTok.
Yes, that was the true defining moment when I was like, wow, Danielle's relationship with her brother is very different from mine.
we're also like a little closer in age. Just a little bit.
You are
actually kind of a lot of it.
A lot.
You and Sal, like we're. 2.5 You guys are
five.
Yeah, five.
Which it really is a lot. I mean, as you get older,
yeah.
Like age gaps,
it doesn't matter,
subside for sure. But when you're younger, it's like, yeah, that makes a diff.
Big diff. Well,
big diff.
We have just so much to catch up on, honestly. Brooke and I didn't really chat much before because we just wanted to be fresh off the mind. Brooke has to tell me about a Hinge date.
Yeah.
We gotta talk Hinge for a second. Brooke.
I do.
What do you gotta tell me?
Well, okay, because we actually recorded the intro to last week's episode like kind of early, so I never even caught you up on all of this stuff. I think it was like a weekend or two ago now. I updated my Hinge just because I took some recent pictures and
it looked good. I saw.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I feel like you change looks in 6 months to a year enough. At least I feel like my face looks different enough that like I have to update things like that. Like
yeah.
You update your social media, so like, sure, I'll update my dating app.
Definitely. Dating apps
and I just wasn't even thinking anything, and I just screen recorded my Hinge and I posted it and like talked through it and put it on TikTok because I was like, just
yeah,
honestly, you know me, I'm random on TikTok. I was like, all right, I'll do a little
random.
I'm very random. I was like, I'll do a little like I don't even know what I was gonna say, just
it
like,
was fun,
yeah, whatever. And people commented and like some people offered their suggestions and whatever. It's interesting to hear, like, I'm a straight female dating straight men, so it's interesting hearing like the straight male perspective, but also then like the straight female, because girls, I feel like we always hype each other up. It'll be like, you look amazing, love the pics, like love it. And then like some guys will comment, or even some girls too, but I feel like for guys that's like my target audience, so it's interesting hearing what they have to say, like you should make your fifth picture your first, or like take out, yeah, like changing around the order or whatever. And I'm also at the point where it's like, if I have in a certain picture, someone commented, they were like, you should remove your picture with your friend because it should just be you. And I was like, I have five other photos of just me if you couldn't decide what I really look like.
Oh, I have thoughts on that. I get that. Like, I think if it's your first photo, that's
yes.
confusing.
Agreed.
But if it's just in the mix, whatever. Like, it shows that you're social. Like,
that's what
gosh.
I thought, too. And I didn't want it to be too many, like, tripod or like solo pics to a point that it's this girl really likes Instagram, like I do,
yeah.
But it's not my only personality trait.
Define you.
It doesn't. Social media is as we're on a podcast. No,
yeah, I know. Oops.
It's fine. It was just interesting hearing people's perspectives, and I just expected like 95% of my audience is female. I know like a high percentage of yours is too, but I just didn't think anything of it. I wasn't like, this is gonna be like effective for me, but I just posted it thinking that it would be fun. And I got like a, not like a crazy amount, but a shocking amount of DMs and messages, even then on the dating apps, of people who are like, I saw this on my For You page today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And then there was one that I'm going on a date tomorrow as we're recording this from it.
Ooh,
it wasn't on Hinge. It was like on another dating app. I won't even get into it, but it was like that. I saw that on my For You page today. Like, we had matched like previously, and it was like updated. Like, hey, I knew you looked familiar. Like, we had already matched.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that was a win. Definitely. Next time you update your Hinge profile, I believe you need to make a TikTok.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My problem with dating apps is, and I kind of had one of these experiences this week, which I'll also talk about, is I went on a date where the vibe just didn't match what I saw online. And that was actually my first kind of experience with that. I've been pretty lucky on first dates mostly that people like we vibe personality wise, or like I'm attracted to them and stuff like that. And it's hard though, because you only see pictures and you only see a little bit of text. So it's like, how could you really gauge? Because meeting someone authentically, you see like how they react to things and like the tone of their voice and like if they're being sarcastic or if they're being serious. Like, you can't really read that over just written
so
text.
So true.
Right? So I went on a date. I've just been really – not actually. Like, this is like over the course of weeks now. I just haven't caught you up. A few weeks ago. And it just – the vibe really wasn't there. No, it just wasn't.
Vibes weren't locked. No.
Because you could tell within 5 seconds of meeting someone if you're going to vibe and if you're attracted to them, more so. I mean, I think your interest in them could grow over time, but attraction doesn't really change, because that's unfortunately, like, I know it's kind of vapid or whatever, but everyone mm-hmm. is into different stuff. And, it, you know, I'm sure people have not been into me, and that's
Brooke
totally
likes guys that look like they work at the Apple store. So.
Which I thought, I feel like I do a pretty good job in the pre-judgment process, but then, you know, sometimes
in person's always different.
Yeah. And it's so like, you could be having a bad day. They could be having a bad day. They could be acting like they wouldn't normally act.
Bad haircut. No, you're like talking about personality. I'm like, bad haircut.
It could be. But if you think about, like, if you've had a really crappy day and then like you have to go on a date and like literally be the best version of yourself, except sometimes it's hard. So
definitely
dating's rough. Anyways, but I did something that I've never really done before. And I sent a anti-ghosting text. Have you ever heard of this?
Literally, no, not at all. Oh, first, I was learning soft ghosting. Now anti-ghosting,
no,
Brooke, you gotta
no.
catch me.
I know the phrases. Well, it just, so afterwards, like, I went home and then he texted me like the next day or whatever and was like, hey, you know, and we like loosely made plans on the first date for like, not made plans, but it was like a, if you'd want to hang again, we should do this thing. And I
had decided
I wasn't going to. I don't text after dates, by the way, because I say thank you on the date and whatever. And I'm like, if you want to talk to me, like, you can text me. Like, I'm not going to text you and then be like, good morning. Like, had a fun night last night. Like, I think
drinking my coffee.
Yeah. Like, I think the guy could text me that. That's at least my
MO.
If they're into it. And if they're not into it, then like, we can part ways here. Like, no harm, no foul. Like, you know, it's just one day. All good. Well, also, most guys like text you to make sure you like got home safe or whatever. And this guy didn't. So that's just one.
Red flag.
He was really nice, though. I'm not trying to like roast or whatever. And I'm really not trying to like expose. That's not like my MO of like talking about like dating and stuff like that. I just feel like there's certain things that I wish I knew. And I've gathered a lot of info from listening to dating podcasts and my friends tell me stories and stuff. So if I could help one person, this is great. Just because I've been on, I mean, you know what ghosting is. That's just like flat out of nowhere where you just disappear. Yeah. So this guy texted me and was like, you know, oh, if you want to do like this weekend, I was like, I'm not going to like obviously not respond, but obviously I have to say no without just being like, no, I'm busy. Because if you say no, I'm busy, then it's like, okay, cool. Like, let's do something next week.
Let's reschedule.
Then.
Right.
Exactly. And it's just not fair to them, I feel like.
No,
so,
not at all. Stringing them along.
Right. And I've just determined that like there is a way to say it. I'm going to pull it up, like exactly what I wrote. But I wrote a text and I was nervous to say it because guys have really like fragile egos, which we know. So I was scared.
We're getting the receipts. I'm excited.
Wait, sorry, I did not have
word for word. I'm pretty pumped about this. Wow. Brooke is like literally going through her texts right now, finding.
Oh, here we
exactly.
go.
Let's go,
okay,
baby.
Okay.
OMG.
All right. I said, hey, your good life gets busy, because he said something else. It was so nice meeting you. And I read this and I'm like, oh my God. It was so nice meeting you and you were so fun and awesome. But honestly, I got more of a friend vibe between us. Hope that's okay to say. Wishing you the best in the future. I know it's mean, Danielle. I know. But I've received texts like this too, okay?
It's not mean. It was just... It was what it was. It was an anti-ghosting text. I get it. It's like, I'm not going to be that bitch that doesn't like text you back.
Yes, because that's even worse to be like.
It's so rude. No, this was kind. So what did he respond?
Yeah, that's totally fine. All the best. And I didn't respond.
That was it?
Yeah. What else is there to say? Like, Yes, all the best to you too. I already said all the best.
Oh, no, no, sorry. Oh. I mean, that's all he said. And that's all he wrote.
I mean, it was just one date. I feel like if you're in deeper than that, then obviously it constitutes like a phone call and stuff like that. But if you've gone on like 1-2 days with a person, a text is more than enough. And it's so much more. Yeah. I mean, I think back, I've definitely been a ghoster, not with people that it gets like really deep with, but with people that it's like light with, just because it's easier. In my mind, I'm like, it's easier than writing something like that. Like, I don't want to hurt their feelings. Like, they'll get the message, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think that articulating it and being like strong in your communication is so much more commendable. So I don't know. I know that it's scary.
Snaps for Brooke, anti-ghosting.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm just trying to get better about that stuff. Cause I used to just, I'm taking control back of my dating life. Cause I used to just let everybody else make the decisions for me. And now I'm like, no, wait, I don't like you. Next.
Thank you. Next. You should start singing that.
Thank you.
In the shower, in the bath.
I do listen to Ariana Grande when I need a little hype up.
I'm a big Ariana Grande in the shower gal. Like, really? Oh, that sounds weird. I like listening to, like, yeah, her Positions album or Thank You Next album. Or, like, if I'm getting ready for something especially, like, it just hits diff.
I completely agree. So that's really my catch up. I make a video of your date. A few people did and, like, tagged me in them. Like talking through their
profile reveal.
Yeah. So cool. Because it shows a little bit of your personality.
Yeah. I really enjoyed seeing what you have written. Like the subtitles thing. Like have to watch with subtitles. What else did you? I like
Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool.
I forget what the other one is. I don't remember. They're all different on like every app and stuff. I just am taking it lighthearted. And as the world is opening up again, I'm like, you know, I've had a lot of practice with dating over this past year. So it's time to test out my skills.
Yeah, literally, why not? And I mean, hey, it's an excuse to go get dinner or drinks or whatever it may be. So that's cool.
Yeah. Thanks, Danielle. Thanks for listening. I knew you would appreciate that. Spring cleaning. I went through, I cleaned out my closet, got some stuff ready to donate, some stuff ready to sell. And honestly, I feel really good about taking care of my space, even though I don't love cleaning. But I have to say, taking care of your space is great. But what is also great is taking care of what goes on your plate. And ButcherBox helps you make mealtime moments feel special year round. And each month they send a box of the highest quality meat for a better price than the grocery store. So it gives you more time to spend cooking and sharing delicious, high quality meals with family and friends. So why do I love ButcherBox? I get it sent to my house at home and my parents are obsessed. They love the quality of the meats that we're getting, the chicken, the ground beef. We love just storing it in our freezer for easy access. We make a custom box and we go online and, you know, select what we're craving. They also have really great recipes on the ButcherBox website if you need some inspo. And I feel like ButcherBox gets me eating food that I can feel good about, I will say, because we know where it's coming from. We know that the quality is great. There's no mysteries. Every month, ButcherBox ships a curated selection of high-quality meat right to your home. All of the meat is free of antibiotics and added hormones. ButcherBox is just a no-brainer because it's the best meat shipped right to your door, which just means one less trip to the grocery store. And ButcherBox is the most affordable and convenient way to get healthy, humanely raised meat. So right now, ButcherBox is offering new members ground beef for life. What? That's 2 pounds of ground beef in every box for the life of their subscription. Just go to butcherbox.com/galsonthego. That's butcherbox.com/galsonthego. Got to prepare for like all of your summer barbecues? Yeah. I know you're listening, Dad.
I literally have like all these things I want to talk about, but I just remembered. I'm literally so excited. As you guys are listening to this, I am getting vaccinated.
Woo!
I'm so pumped. In Georgia, they just released where you can be 16 and up to be eligible to get the vaccine. I don't know which one. I know everyone asks. I don't know yet. But yeah, I'm really pumped. So I just had to like let everybody
congrats.
Know. Like, so if your state, look at your eligibility, because I know a ton more are opening for 16 and up. Like South Carolina is,
Texas
New York
is
soon-ish. Or you said you might be eligible soon.
That's next Tuesday. Yeah. So when you're listening like a week. Yeah. I'm going to be scheduling the moment I can, you guys.
So exciting.
I'm so beyond.
It's finally like feeling like, wow, there's hope in this world. Like, because I mean, obviously everyone needed to get the vaccines in a certain order, but it's just so exciting that it's finally starting to hit the youths.
I know. I can't believe like in Georgia jumped directly down to 16 plus. Like we
have
different categories.
I know. We went from like 50 up to 16. So, hey, I'm here for it. I'm really excited.
You'll be double vaccinated before you graduate.
Yep. By April 28th.
Oh my God.
I know. Congrats. It's so exciting. I'm very thankful. And that's, yeah. So a little update there. I also, random, have you ever watched Schitt's Creek?
I couldn't get into it.
I am like laughing out loud. It's so funny.
Do you watch it with someone though? Show. You watch
yeah,
it with Ryan?
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if I'd watch it on, I kind of wanted to watch it last night, but I wasn't with him, so I couldn't. But there's like six seasons too, and we're only watching it when we're together. So we're going to, we'll probably be like months in and we're still watching it. I don't even know.
I find it hard to watch like super, I like to watch lighthearted shows by myself, but like super funny shows like that by myself. I'm like, I don't know. I feel like it's more of a,
you want to like look at someone and like laugh. Yeah, I get that.
Or like see what they laugh at. Like, I feel like it makes it more, I feel like I need to give it another go though, because
people really
like it.
Cause I watched it on my own once and I was like, like literally like for 30 seconds. I did not, it is funny. I know we don't have the same exact humor, but I would like to think we have
similar.
It is just funny. Yeah. Like the characters are just so, like they just play the character. Like it's just, I can't even, that's so funny.
It's supposed to be like over dramatic. Like that's the point of it, right?
Yeah. It's just like an over dramatic family. It's like Myra Rose is the mom. She wears all these different like outfits. She's so outlandish, but so funny and just, oh, it's so good.
And it's like an iconic cast. So maybe I will.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe it's a good laugh. I also started Ginny and Georgia. Didn't you already watch that?
No, I didn't watch it.
Couldn't get into that either? Wow, I'm really not hitting it today.
No, you're missing.
I am swinging and missing. That's okay. Because that's also good.
No, I've been on the hunt for a good show. I have been rewatching Desperate Housewives for...
Ooh, so good. I need to do that.
Watching shows like that when you're an adult, though, so different. Like...
Oh, is it so different than when you first watched it?
Yeah. Were you like a teen when you first watched it? I was probably 17 when I watched it. Like later teen years, but still like didn't quite grasp.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know what you mean. I think I was in high school, like freshman or sophomore
That's what I'm saying. And then you watch it now and like even like the underlying jokes and themes and like.
Oh, totally. Whatever. You learned like, so much from then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's a good show, and there's so many characters and so many plots, but like it all mixes in, and there's so many seasons too, which is so nice.
Yeah, so that's what I've just, I mean, it's that time of year where I need a rewatch, not a new watch, you know, like something for the comfort and nostalgia, but also like
comfort,
not something that I watched like yesterday, something that I watched years ago, so like I kind of remember it, but not all the way.
That's the best. It's like, oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good feeling. I know. I'm like. Oh, I love doing that. That's always a good time. Also, Brooke and I, on another note, Brooke and I were talking about how we're kind of becoming like morning workout gals-ish, kind of.
Who are we?
Who are we? I thought you were going to say who. I was like, you?
No.
You and I talked
both
about
of us.
It. Who are we? By morning workout gals, I mean I did it for the first time this morning. But
because okay, you said that, you were like, I'm becoming a morning workout person. I was like, becoming, I thought this was your first day of doing it.
It was, 1,000%.
Okay.
But I'm working on becoming.
Okay, that's good. Working on becoming. Okay.
Yes, because I just like found like I hadn't been going to spin for the last few weeks for just like so many different reasons. Just like, I don't know. I was always just super anxious during the class and I just like was thinking about everything from the day and I just couldn't fully enjoy. I don't know what it was. I just wasn't enjoying it. Mm-hmm. And so I thought I'd just give myself a little shot here and go in the morning instead because I had lots of friends tell me, hey, I like working out in the morning because then, you know, it's just a great start to your day, blah, blah, blah. Everyone has their own reasons, but I just like don't like to work out in the morning because we all know I'm a breakfast person, like, and you have to eat breakfast and you go, whatever. Anyways, I went.
What time is morning to you?
Also, yeah, 9 a.m. Like that's
That's good. I thought that you were gonna say later than that. Okay, that's fair.
No. Like I've done 11 a.m. like a lot, but 9 a.m. to me is like because then I woke up at, you know, 7:45. I had breakfast.
Yeah, 9 is morning. I think that counts.
Okay. Thank you.
Congrats. You did it.
It was good though because I didn't have like all this stress from the day and like so many things on my mind. Like, oh, I have to do this right after. Like, I'm just waking up and just starting my, I don't know. It's a cool concept and it really helped me. And so I'm going to kind of get back into spinning and working out again because I just had a lull there for a second. And I was feeling crappy about myself because I was like, oh, like, I wasn't feeling confident in my body because I always feel confident in my body if I'm working out. Even if like I don't look necessarily different, I just feel better.
Mentally.
I feel better. I do better. Whatever that whole TikTok quote is. But so it's just so crazy. And I was like so upset at myself. I was like, I gotta stop feeling bad for myself and just go get after it and just see if this, you know, one little change can help. And it really did. And I'm really happy. So I just thought I'd share that with everyone. If you're in a workout lull, try during a different time of the day, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I get that. I didn't share this, Danielle. I'm trying a week this week of waking up at 6 a.m. I don't know if you noticed.
Oh, cool. Yes. That's so fun.
Yes.
Yeah, you texted me very early. No, you didn't.
Well, I was up early. I was like posting early, probably on my stories or whatever.
You were posting. Yeah, you didn't text me early. I just saw you were posting, yeah.
So, but I don't like to work out first thing either, but I would do like a 9 then. Like I have a few hours of like morning time. Like if I want to read, I did that today. I like read and then I worked out at like, yeah, like 9:30. It was great.
Awesome.
Highly suggest. If you have time, it's of course. Good.
Yeah. It's also like, we're very thankful that we have that schedule where we can, mm-hmm. like, you know, people that have, you know, traditional 9-to-5 jobs, 8-to-6, whatever your hours are, you got to wake up so much earlier if that's the case. So,
or utilize your lunch. Thankful. I know people who are like Pelotoning over lunch because like, yeah, because they're take advantage. I know I like a midday workout too, though, because it's kind of nice to break up your day. So it just depends on whatever you can do.
Yeah, I think it's whatever you can do and however you feel at those times. Like for me, 4, 5, and 6, I'm just taking a break from because I'm just like so stimulated from the day. I don't know what it is, at least for spin, but maybe I could like go walk. I like going for walks a lot recently. It's a good time.
Yeah, with the dog, I mean, you were walking.
Yeah.
A ton.
Oh my gosh. Guys, Finley left yesterday. I'm really sad. Like he was really puppy, like teething, like super hyper adjusting to his environment for the first week he was here. And then the second week he was here, I just like really kind of snapped. And I kind of was more alpha towards him, I feel like, if that makes sense. And I just really learned how he works. Like if he gets super bitey, it literally means he has to go number two. Like it was so weird how it would correlate. I would take him out immediately and boop. It was done. So, and he got less bitey. So it was just really cool. Like the second week, like I really got used to, I like brought him to like outdoor restaurants with me and like everyone. He is famous. I'd walk him around. People were taking photos of him, not because they like watch me on YouTube.
Wow.
At all. It's like, can I literally take a picture of your dog? I've been wanting this dog. Like whatever.
A dream dog. Yeah.
It's like, it's so funny though. Just like everyone that would walk past him would smile and it made me smile too. So it was nice. But like he had me walking like 4 times a day. So, and it's just weird. Like I'm used to looking around and being like, oh, where is he? What is he doing? You know?
Yeah.
And Delaney's at home because her family just got a puppy. They just got a silver lab.
So many dogs.
It's a doggone world. But now I'm lonely and I'm like, oh, right. I was going to live alone next year. I'm like, Danielle, you can do this.
You will, though, because you'll be plenty busy and stimulated and doing things.
Yeah, and like, we'll be living near each other in some capacity. So, and I was just used to having like Finley with me. So I think that was just a little adjustment. But yeah, it was nice to have him around. He's my family's dog, but I was just watching him and that's that on that.
I was thinking for you, though, because I had seen you were like trying to get friends to like watch him at certain points of the day just so that you could
do errands.
Like, are you happy to be free of
that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would literally post in my private Snapchat story, like, literally, guys, I need to go get my nails done. Can someone watch him for 45 minutes? And the thing is, I can crate him. And at home, we do crate him. Like, if we have to go run air, we crate him. He's fine. He'll usually cry for the first 3 minutes or so. But for me, I was so nervous there's so many sounds at my apartment that I don't want him to start barking and I'm not here and I have no idea and I get like a noise complaint. Mm-hmm. So it's just me trying to honestly just be considerate and I'd rather him be playing with my friends. So I would like drop him off and get like an hour and I'd be like, oh, he's with the babysitter. Like, thank goodness. It was so funny.
It literally is like being a mom. You need to get I know Gretchen has one, the Furbo. You should get one. We don't have one for
my dog. Is that the camera thing?
And you could like shoot like treats out, but you get to watch them too.
Ellie has one too. Yeah.
So cool.
That's, you have one for Cookie?
No, we don't.
No.
I feel like it's a puppy thing.
It's definitely a puppy thing. Okay, yeah, I'll look into that for sure.
Or like that'd a youthful dog. My dog's like older now. She's hanging in there, but she's
she's really hanging in there.
Considering she was diagnosed, she like legitimately has cancer. Like she's a sick dog. Mm-hmm. Over a year ago, we were like, she's not going to make it. Like this was like early COVID times.
You told me it's like probably another 2 months.
Yeah, because that's what they told us. They were like, best of luck, you know? And she's been fine. It's so weird.
It. Maybe it's because you guys were all home again.
Maybe. Yeah, I know. Because it was sad. It was like we got the diagnosis and like COVID had just hit. So it was just like a really sad time. And then here she is a whole year later. So
Cookie is killing the game.
I know.
I love that.
No, it's great to see. I feel like that's all that I have. I'm going to keep everybody updated with everything. I said like in the comments of my TikTok. Like, I would keep everyone updated on here. I'm not talking about this stuff really in videos. I kind of want to just stick to the podcast and like talk.
Podcast is so safe. Like, cause like, yeah, it's harder for it to get back to them too, I feel.
Yeah. And I never want it to be like that. I mean, I've had people like, I don't really need to get like too deep into it, but I've had, you know, people be like, oh, I don't know how it is. Like, I don't know if I want to like date an influencer. If you don't know if you want to do it, then don't. Like, why would you, you know, if you're like a very private person and like this isn't your scene, like, why would you want to date me? Like, I don't know. I guess you've never really experienced that, Danielle. I have, like, many times. Like, what's wrong with me?
Well, I feel like I kind of, I mean, I just never, well, you know, in college you don't like really date like you
true.
Like, I wasn't going dates before I met Ryan. It was like out and about. But I feel like I've said this before, like, I always felt like guys would be like, oh, she's like the YouTube girl, like, oh, I don't want to, like no one ever said that to me. But I think definitely that was a thing that guys thought about. Ryan just didn't know. He didn't really know what it was, so I lucked out.
Yeah. That is like, because then you get to know someone without it, without like the pressures or whatever. Because I don't even think it's actually that much pressure. I just think people get in their heads about it, especially if you're unfamiliar. I can understand it could be really like overwhelming, but at the same time, like, I'm it's not my burden. Just, like, that's my life.
I hate to say it. They're a little intimidated. That's it. That's it. That's all. I mean, that's what it is. You're so confident in yourself, and they're probably like still working on, you know what it is? Like, everyone's in their own phase of their life. And
that's why everyone always tells me, what'd you say?
I said, you'll get them next time.
Oh, that was very inspiring. I was going to say, that's why people tell me to date older, because typically, like, you know, when you're older, like, you have things, your confidence is higher, you're a little more figured out. And I haven't started doing that yet, so maybe next time.
I love it. Ugh.
It has been a heck of a year, and we've made it a full year. So if you're having trouble meeting your goals, or difficulty with relationships, or trouble sleeping, or you're feeling stressed or depressed, BetterHelp is available. BetterHelp offers online professional counselors who can listen and help. So you go online, you simply fill out a questionnaire to help assess your needs, and BetterHelp will match you with your own licensed professional therapist. And you can start communicating in under 48 hours. So it's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's actually secure online professional counseling. BetterHelp counselors have a broad range of expertise, which may not be available in your area. And the service is available for clients worldwide. So you can log into your account anytime and send unlimited messages to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, and everything you share is confidential. You won't ever have to sit in an awkward waiting room again. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so it's easy and free to change counselors if needed. And actually, you guys, it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and they even have financial aid available. And so many people have been using BetterHelp. They're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Gals on the Go listeners are going to get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/gals. Visit betterhelp.com/gals and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp professional.
Well, a very good catch up. I guess my only other thing, I was going to tell you guys that I took my solo grad pics yesterday, and it was the most emotional thing ever. It was so crazy. Like, I took like pictures of my friend. I'm actually doing a lot of grad pics. I really can't.
I was going to say, I feel like this is like round like 2 of 5.
I know. I just need everyone to know. I just had to get all my pictures in. So I did like,
It's okay. We forgive
you. One friend group. And then I did my solos, and then took some with Ryan yesterday. It was really fun. We took a photo in front of the bar that we met at, just like to be fun. Wait, just like right cute. Out front.
What bar was it?
City Bar.
Oh, I didn't know a city. That's
cute. And it's kind of like, I don't want to say it's like aesthetic, but I like their sign and everything. Yeah, it's like cool. So, but it was so funny because yesterday was a Sunday. I was like, oh, perfect. Like, I mean, no one will be there. No one will be out front. Like, no one will see us. The only day of the year, I guess, they do like a full
clean out staff meeting.
The place. Oh. Was that
even
day
worse?
Yeah. So, literally, there was like all these trash cans out front, like mats, the whole nine yards. Yeah. And we just did it.
You sent it.
So, also shout out Stephanie Centron Photography. She took our photos. She's amazing. Like, literally amazing. She made it so fun, so easy. She had all these pose ideas and made us feel.
That's the best when photographers come with the photo, because otherwise I'm like stiff and I'm like a robot. Like, I don't know what to do. But if you're like. Shots by Alex always does that too. She has them like on her phone, and she'll like show you and be like, do
it's
this.
It's like perfect. I'll mimic exactly that.
I love it. Alex. Oh my gosh. And I love when they're honest with you. They're like, you have a hair in front of your face. It's like, thank you.
Thank you.
If you look back at all of those photos, then you hate them all. Yes. Like, let's get it right.
Literally at one point, she let me go back up to my apartment because my two front pieces, because it ended up raining a little bit on us, haha, my luck. And the two front pieces of my hair were just not it for me. And I kept like kind of like making comments about it, but like I was just whatever. Mm-hmm. And she's like, just go upstairs really quick and fix it. Like, I don't want you to hate them. And I was like, oh, I didn't even. Well, didn't even think about that. Thank you so much. She was like,
that's so nice.
Yeah. She was like, I don't want you to hate them. Like, I mean, like, it's your grad photos. They're going to be framed. It's like a whole thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it was really, really fun. And it was really sweet. And I'm taking more grad photos tomorrow. So, and then I am actually done with my hallmates. Okay. It just had to happen. We are obsessed with each other.
I think it's important to bang them all out. You're never going to regret having those. Like, that's a worthy investment. That's a worthy waste, like not waste of time. That's a worthy use of time, because
yes,
it's some, I look back on my grad pics so fondly too. And I'm like, I'm so glad that we did that. And like, it's a hassle to get everyone together and it could be expensive and whatever. But I feel like that's the investment to make.
Yeah, it's fun to take them at the iconic spots here at UGA, and I've seen other people's grad photos at other schools, and it's just, it's fun.
You'll look back on it and smile forever. Like, yes.
Aww, so tender. Yes, very true. I just had to update everyone on that. I do have a vlog on my channel if anyone wants to check it out.
I feel like you're keeping people post on like senior year on YouTube.
I'm trying to. It's my last, like we said last week, like it's my last little push of college content, so I want to get it out for all the peoples.
YouTube.com/DanielleCarolyn.
Oh yeah, baby. Very pumped. Thanks. All right. Well, shall we get on into our biz of the week?
Let's do it.
Business of the week. All right, you guys. So this week's business of the week is an Asian American owned company. I actually just purchased from them. It's called Noonchi Masks. It's on Etsy. And a podcast listener actually DM'd us about, or DM'd me, or I saw the DM about their company, and I wanted to check it out. And they have some great masks. They're really appreciating all the support right now, and I'm so happy for them because they create these beautiful, luxurious masks. I personally purchased the houndstooth mask in pistachio and white. It's beautiful. It's great for spring. And they also ended up including like this other like double layered, really cool tan one. So they have lots of options. They have little mask lanyards, but definitely support them. Mm-hmm. And their little, you know, quote here is where safety meets fashion. So go check them out. Go support. Who doesn't need another mask right now? I mean, come on.
I feel like you're CEO of. How many masks do you have, Danielle? Like, seriously.
I have a huge box of them. Like, huge. It's so, because I feel like I like really hopped on the mask thing. Like, when
you did.
Like, or like the.
Early on when it was like masks and everyone was still wearing like just like the generic ones, I feel like you were like thinking ahead. You were like.
I was like, ooh, fashion. And then, yeah, here we are now. So it was a good time. But yeah, so that's our biz of the week. Go check them out. Go support. We'll have them linked on our Instagram stories, Gals on the Go podcast.
Yes. Now let's get into our favorites.
Woo!
These are a few of my favorite things.
Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
Mine is, I feel like it's an old school favorite that I'm bringing it back. I've had it in my shower for the longest time and I haven't used it in a while. And the past like week, I started using it again. It is my dry brush.
Ooh, go off.
Yes. I did this like in college and then I stopped. Have you ever dry brushed?
Yeah, I did it like senior year of high school. I was pretty good about it. And then I stopped.
Yeah. You know. So what it is it almost looks like the only way I could describe it is like a brush that you would use on like a horse almost, because you like put it in the palm of your hand. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, exactly. This is me with my holes.
It looks like that. You could get different shapes and styles.
Or like a back brush. It looks like a back brush, but there's no stand for it.
Mine is like mine fits in the palm of my hand, but you can get one with like the stick attached.
Yeah, I don't know.
They come in different
shapes. I have the one like yours. It like goes around your hand kind of.
Yes, and it just has very like stiff bristles essentially, and you're supposed to use it dry. I just Google like dry brushing guides to know like what direction to do it. They say it's really good for circulation, like your lymphatic drainage and all that stuff, but it's also just really good for exfoliation, which I feel like going into the summer, I'm big on that. Dry brush and then I shower and then I put on like all my oils and serums and stuff like that.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Honestly, a little routine moment.
Yeah, I don't do it. And I don't do it every day. I don't think you're supposed to do it every day because it's pretty aggressive on the skin. And when I do it for like not just like 2 minutes. I like sit there and like really do it like a routine.
Good for you.
Yeah, I think like you can see like differences or whatever. But for me, I'm just like, it feels good. And I also feel like it lets my product seep into my skin better because of the exfoliation element.
Yeah.
Because it's like getting off your dead skin.
That's so true. I need to get back into that for sure. It's very refreshing too. It like
wakes you up. Yeah,
it wakes you up. It's like very invigorating on the skin for sure. That's a great favorite. A good little tip.
Thanks. It's like $9 on Amazon. So
love it.
We love that.
Love it. My favorite this week is actually my Apple Watch, which I know I think I've done it as my favorite before, but Brooke and I kind of got Apple Watches around the same time. We both were kind of like, well, you used to have one, didn't use it a lot. I never had one. And I got it because of this walking PE class I'm in, which is actually over now. It ended last week. It ended early. I was really pumped. Thank you. Thank you. But I've been wearing it a lot because I think it's maybe because I had Finley and like walking, but it is so convenient. Like if you're on the go and you're walking and you just like my emails pop up, my texts pop up and I can respond really quick. It is nice, especially if like I have a ton of things in my hands. And I have been starting to track my workouts now. Like I know you always do. It'll be like, Brooke, finished a workout.
Yes.
I only did that if I had to for walking, but now I'm kind of like, this could be good for me just to like see what my workouts are like. It is cool to see how many calories you burned. I like looking at my heart rate. And there's some just really cool features about it. So I feel very efficient when I'm wearing it. I don't know if you would agree.
Yeah, I sleep with mine on too. I don't like actually look
back. I saw you did that in your night routine to track your sleep, right?
I don't like really even look back on it, but I charge it like during the day usually. So I'm like, I might as well wear it. And when you wake up, it vibrates like to the alarm.
Oh, that's cool.
So it wakes me up. Yeah, there's a lot of pros. I wish I could say like I use those stats to do something. It's like so satisfying seeing them tracked, but I'm not like charting them out or anything. But I guess like Apple Health does that for you. Is that like, that's like the benefit of it?
I think. I don't know. I'm still learning so much about it. I always like hearing.
Oh, I have a hack. I have a Apple Watch hack that you're going to love. Sorry, I'm getting the exact name of it. Camera remote.
Stop it right now.
It's already on.
I swear.
It's already on there. It's built in. Yes. And it literally has like a timer option and a regular option. And you see a preview of like what your phone screen sees.
Except how do you like, let's say you're taking like an alpha pic. So you have to wear the watch then?
I mean, you could take it off and like put it in your pocket, I guess. But
like, that's really cool. That is really cool. That's a great tip. Have you tried it? Have you used it?
So this, that back when I was an OG Apple Watch user in senior year of high school, that's what I used. So I was like, this was 2015 and I would go in my yard and like down my street and like prop up my phone and take pictures of my outfits and stuff. Remember when like OOTD pictures were like a thing?
Yeah.
Like 2015, so 2016. Smart. Yeah. And then I stopped using it for a while and then everyone got back on like the tripod thing. And it's just nice when you want to take a pic, but you don't want to like ask someone to take it for you. I've done it like on trips with my family in the past, like when, you know, it's like everybody get in, but like you want to make sure you're in the frame. So like you check out your watch. Yeah.
That is so smart. Sometimes I don't like using the selfie side of like, I'll use my tripod. Yes. But the picture I posted today, the green one, I literally took an iPhone tripod the other day.
By yourself?
Five different outfit photos, yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, well, there was literally – I went to the 8th floor of the park.
Okay, good,
no
good.
There. But, yeah, I was proud of me too. It was a good content day.
Sometimes you just got to send it. I've seen girls who go in I do it. I take my tripod into the street because other people are
doing it. Oh, I'm going to do that in New York City. Are you kidding? I mean, you see everything there. That's amazing.
I would say – do it if you're so the watch just has a bunch of cool stuff. You could also download apps from like the app store and whatever. I definitely don't use the full capabilities either.
I need to put Google Calendar on my Apple Watch.
I'm an iCal gal.
Oh yeah, we had that discussion. What was your reasoning again? You just like how it looks better?
Yeah, I think aesthetically it looks so much better. I'm also just like Apple universally, so I'm an Apple gal, like Apple everything.
She's an Apple gal. But then you have okay, Google, you have that thing. Why don't I have headphones on?
Well, they don't have a Apple version of that, as far as I know, a digital assistant. Well, they've Siri, of course.
Oh, is that what yours is? Oh, I thought you use it instead of like an Alexa. I have to whisper. I do,
but that's Amazon. So there's, what's the Apple version of it?
Apple, right. Yep.
See?
You're right.
Yeah. But the day that they come out with like a Siri Home or something like that, like, oh, I'm sold. I already have it. Like, I'm down.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why haven't they? I'm very shocked. They're working on it for sure. Well, they have one on. Yeah. They literally have it on all of their products.
The only Apple product I don't use, which I know you don't use either, is Apple Music because I use Spotify.
Yeah, I don't. So do you have Apple TV?
At home, not here, because I like wanna a smart get TV. It's good because it streams.
Because I want, there's some shows on Apple TV.
Yes.
My smart TV doesn't have Apple TV. It doesn't let you download it. Oh, mine does.
That's so interesting. I have a Roku TV, though. Wow. Yeah, technology.
Roku, yeah, mine's not Roku. It's the other. It's like something else. I don't know. TVs and printers, beyond me. TVs, printers, and cars. Don't like them.
Cars? That's so specific.
Well, I love cars, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. When it's like you have to pair your phone, it's way more complicated than it should be. Like technology has improved so much, and yet it's like a 20-step process to set up a phone.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So that's that on that.
First world problems. I know.
Yeah, 100%. But I feel like some other people could understand where we're coming from.
Okay, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed this little. We hope you enjoyed this chatty intro.
Woo!
Catching up with you guys. Very chatty, but we're so excited to be talking to Bryn. So hope you guys enjoy the interview.
Let's get to it. Hey, you guys. What's up? It's Danielle popping on quickly to talk to you guys about European Wax Center. You guys know here on Gals on the Go, we always strive to be our best. And when you visit European Wax Center, you get the best of the best. Their experts are expertly trained in prepping, protecting, and pampering your skin. I've been going to European Wax Center for years, literally since I was in high school. I always had such amazing experiences. They were always so friendly, so nice. I felt so comfortable in the room. And all their products just smell great. And I don't know. I've always just had a very luxurious experience, if you will. Bikini waxing is actually their particular specialty. They do over 7.5 million bikinis a year. With numbers like those, you know you're getting the best bikini service from the true bikini wax specialists. I love it because everything's very consistent. Whether you go to the European Wax Center in Tampa or the one here in Athens, you know you're going to get their signature comfort wax, a proprietary blend of beeswax sourced from Europe, and other skin-soothing ingredients that allows for easy hair removal for a less painful experience. They always had really good tips and tricks like when to breathe and stuff like that, so it was like the least painful. Like I really found that I can't say enough good things. Of course, safety and security have always been their priority, and now they've actually added enhanced health and hygiene measures for extra confidence and care. They're so confident that you'll love their services that they're offering all first-time guests their first wax free. Take this up, you guys. Visit waxcenter.com and book your reservation today. Your first wax is free. All right, you guys, we are here with Bryn. Hello, Bryn. Welcome to Gals on the Go.
Hi, happy to be here.
awesome. She's fresh off volleyball practice, so we're very honored to have her here on today. So we gave everybody a little bit of an intro about you, but why don't you tell everybody, you know, how old you are, where you live now, where you're from, what sport you play, you know, just a little bio about yourself.
Yeah, perfect. Awesome. Okay, so my name's Bryn. I am originally from San Diego, California, and then now I'm here in Athens. I live here, obviously. I'm playing volleyball for the university. I'm a grad student, so I graduated in December, and then I'm just getting close to finishing up my career. I graduated with a communications degree and then got a few certificates in like EDIT, which is basically just children's teaching, and then some other programs like sports broadcasting and that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, it's a little bit about me.
And you are a Division I athlete, casual flex. So just managing a small little side hustle all throughout college. So what made you, I mean, you said you're from San Diego. So what made you choose UGA? I have to assume it's like the athletics, but tell us like your story of what led you there.
Yeah. Okay. So I always wanted to go here when I was like, as I was like growing up, because my dad actually played for the Falcons for a long time. And so I was born in Georgia.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was born here. So it's kind of like a full circle when I got back here. But basically, like when I was younger, I was always like, I want to go there. It would be so fun. They have such cool sports, whatever, whatever. So then when I was in high school, I committed to actually go play volleyball at, the University of Berkeley, California.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and then as it got closer and closer, I was like, I kind of really want to go do like what I thought I wanted to do when I was little, and I'd love to go to Georgia. And so luckily it worked out. They got a whole new coaching staff and then recruited a bunch of new players and needed me here. So I was like, all right, I'm coming. And so it all worked out really well.
Wow. So it was like a total full circle moment where you basically like really wanted to go to UGA, didn't think it was going to happen. And then at the end of the day, it did end up happening.
Yes, exactly.
That's awesome. That's literally exactly my experience. Really? Well. I thought I wasn't going to get accepted to UGA. So mm-hmm. I kind of put my heart elsewhere and then ended up going. So
yeah.
I love that. That makes
yeah,
me
it's
happy.
Awesome. Yeah.
What year of high school was that you like switched it up, I guess, or that things started to align for UGA?
Yeah, super late, actually. It was after, so basically when you're recruiting, you sign a NLI, which is National Letter of Intent. And then once you sign that, you're like locked in, like you can't change your mind, basically. And so it was the day after that, which was my senior year. So like March of my senior year. And so I ended up just not sending my letter to my old school. And I called them and I was like, hey, I just don't think this is going to work, whatever, whatever. And they're like, it's okay. Yeah, basically it was like a breakup, I swear. And then like 3 weeks into March, so like 3 months before I was even supposed to come to college is when it all kind of started working out. So it was very last minute, but I'm glad it like worked out pretty well.
Wow, that whole process is so interesting to me because yeah. not only are you a student in high school and you're trying to like just get into college somewhere, but then if you're an athlete, that's a whole other ball game. Like, were you basically looking at schools based off like of the athletic department, and did you know you wanted to do communications too?
Yeah,
like, how does that
yeah.
all play into effect?
Yeah, so I basically just looked at schools based off of, yeah, basically their athletic facilities and like that kind of stuff and what they had to offer. And then obviously academics was important. And so that's why originally Berkeley was like a big deal, because I was like, this is a great academic school. And I had not really looked like on the East Coast at all. So I finally, once like everything kind of started to fall into place and I came out here, like all the athletic facilities are incredible. I mean, like even the football stuff, which doesn't have to do with me, but it's just like that kind of stuff like so overwhelms you where you're just yeah. like, this is awesome. And so, yeah, I intended on wanting to do kinesiology because I've always wanted to do like athletic training and that kind of stuff, but you literally can't, like you have to pick certain things and like there's mm-hmm. other majors that are similar to that. So when I didn't do that, I kind of went into my freshman year having no idea what to do, but then both my older sisters did communications, and my oldest sister played volleyball in college too. So she was like, honestly, it's like the best route. You can like get a little bit of both. Like you can definitely focus on your academics, but you don't have to like kill yourself with your academics
right,
and you can
right.
that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I didn't know I wanted to do it, but once I got here and it worked out, I was happy with it.
So when you said you were talking about kinesiology and being an athlete, that's mm-hmm. a hard thing to do. Is that what you were trying to say?
Yeah. So you can't technically okay. like, cause you need intern hours and you have to work with other teams and travel with other teams
that's
and do that kind
tough.
Of stuff. Yeah. So it didn't work out, but I don't know if it would have worked out if I had gone anywhere else either. So I'm not, wasn't too,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't too upset about it, but, and like there's trade-offs obviously. So.
And so were the trade-offs worth it?
Yeah, I would say the trade-offs definitely worth it. Yeah, I'm glad to have my degree from here, and I had a good 4 years so far. So,
totally. What advice do you have for aspiring student athletes? I'm sure we have some that are listening to the show. For it doesn't need to just be volleyball; it could be any
yeah.
sport. I feel like just your best advice for getting noticed. I feel like that whole recruitment process, unless you have really great people helping you, it could be super confusing. Like where to begin, how to get noticed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, my biggest advice is like, don't stress too much about it, because I feel like when I was younger and everyone started getting recruited, it's like everything's at different, like everyone gets picked up different times and whatever. And you have different schools of different calibers talking to you. And it's sometimes like for me, I was definitely later just because, I mean, a lot of like, I'm sure for all sports, it's very position based. Like certain schools need this and certain like classes and whatever. So, I was definitely later. And at first I was like, so stressed about it because I was like, oh my gosh, she has 7 offers from these huge schools. And like, I'm not even really talking to anybody and that kind of stuff. But I would just say trust the process because it's going to work out, and like know kind of what you want going into it. So like what kind of school you're looking for. And then, I mean, don't settle, because I mean, I almost did that and I feel like I would have regretted it, and I'm glad I didn't, even though like it was such a last minute stressful sort of situation, I guess. But yeah, no, definitely those would be my things. Just don't stress about it going into it, and then don't settle, and just kind of have your mind made up on what you want kind of thing.
That is so inspiring. I love that. I think that'll be really awesome for other people to hear, though, because I feel like from my perspective, when I was in high school, I felt like all the athletes were getting all these offers. But at the end of the day, that probably wasn't the case. There was some that were getting ton, others weren't. And it's also position based. That's actually really mm-hmm. interesting. I didn't know that, but it makes complete sense. Some teams need, you know, a couple extra of this or one more mm-hmm. of it. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
So actually, what position do you play?
Oh. Yeah. I guess I'm two. I came okay. here as a setter. So anybody who knows volleyball, I guess you know what I'm talking about. I came here as a mm-hmm. setter, and then my sophomore junior year, I turned into a libero. And then this okay. year, I was still a libero until like a week and a half before our season started. And my coach was like, "Hey, we need you to set." And I was like, "All right, like I'll do it." So
back to your roots.
Yeah. So yeah, I just kind of bounced around a little bit, just all over the place, kind of.
How are you? Can you explain kind of how you're able to play with your masters? Is it because of last year with COVID and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I can take the end of this. So basically I was supposed to graduate this December and then be done, because usually we don't play in the spring. And then with the whole COVID stuff, they split our season from fall and spring. So we did 8 games in the fall and then 16 in the spring. And so they were basically like inclined to take care of all the seniors who were supposed to be done, who had to be here. So they did that. And then they either had us apply to a grad program or to like to get our master's degrees, or we could take a certain amount of hours during the spring. And then if we come back next year, because technically now we all got another year because of COVID. I don't even know. Wow. Yeah, a whole bunch of stuff. But basically, if we stay again next year, then that's when we apply to a grad school program and start that. And so, yeah, if I come back, I guess that's what I'm going to do.
So you're kind of just like along for the ride. You yeah. enjoy it still. That's amazing.
Yeah, I definitely love it. But it's like the closer I get to now, the like school year coming to an end and like our season kind of coming to an end, I'm like, wow, like I really need to kind of figure it out. Like, am I going to play again? Am I not going to play again? Like, I don't know, but well, I guess I kind of figured that out in the next like 2-3 weeks. So that'll be good.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll have to keep us posted.
Yeah.
We'll stay tuned on that on yeah. your socials and everything. Cause I feel like it's yeah. probably bittersweet, right? Like you want, I'm sure a part of you is like, yeah, I could keep going, but also like, I get that.
Yeah. You know, yeah, it's definitely like I could keep going and keep playing. I've been doing it for a billion years, it feels like. But then I'm like, I could also go get a job and like move to the city I want to live in. Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. But exactly. I'm like, or I could like, what if I leave and I regret it? But I don't know. I'm definitely getting to the point where I'm like, I can probably go move, get a nice little apartment in a city I like, get a job, like that kind of stuff. But I don't know. Adulthood, scary.
Oh, it's terrifying. What yeah. cities do you like? I'm so yeah.
Okay, I like Atlanta just because I've been here now and I go down there like pretty totally. Often, like every couple weekends. I like LA, Santa Monica area. That's where my sisters are at.
I was wondering.
Yeah, so I would go back there. I'm not so sure about any other city in California, but I would like mm-hmm. Santa Monica. But I don't know. I kind of like being away from my family and like doing my own thing. So I looked like Orlando. I really like Orlando. So I don't know. I'm not too picky though. I kind of like wherever I end up, I am going to be happy about it, I'm sure.
Good for you. That's such a good mentality to have. I feel like, especially post grad, because it's like where you're opening yourself up to more opportunity. So
mm-hmm. definitely.
Yeah.
Here's an inspired idea. What if we fed our hair with the same nourishing ingredients that we feed our bodies? I've been using clean, simple, kitchen-crafted recipes from Hair Food and have seen amazing results. Whatever hair texture or hair type you have, your hungry dude will feel well-fed from the superfood ingredients packed into every bottle of Hair Food. Oh, and did I mention the scents? Everything from coconut milk and chai spice to refreshing tea tree and lavender water. They're all so different and they all smell so good. I got some of my friends using it now. I have the tea tree and lavender water one. Smells amazing. Feels amazing. Every Hair Food product is free of sulfates, parabens, dyes, and mineral oils because your hair does not want to be eating that. So if you're looking to nourish your hair, really nourish it, it's got to be Hair Food. Look for it at Amazon, Walmart, and Target.
Okay, let's switch a little bit back to, I want to hear more about your athletic experiences. And something that Danielle and I have not experienced is, even though we've been a part of like many clubs and things like that, it's still not the same. Being on a team. So how has being on a team in college athletics played a role in your college experience.
Yeah. I guess like the way I kind of put it is like, it's our own sorority sort of. So yeah, like, yeah. So like I come in like knowing nobody. And then the second you get here, it's like 3 days and now you're spending every single day with those people, like 6-7 hours a day. And wow. So, I mean, it helps definitely that I have a team of full of girls that I really, really like and like get along with. But yeah, it's definitely, it's like our own little family, our own little sorority, but it's been great. Like, I'm not sure moving across the country necessarily would have been the easiest thing, knowing, like, not knowing I was going to have like 15, 18 people there right away. But yeah, it's definitely been good. It's good. It's helped me with my like people skills a little bit because like there are like, it's different. Like, we've got different people, like some people are from Texas, some people are from Ohio, like that kind of stuff. And so like kind of being able to like gauge, like how people like were raised and like what they're into and like knowing how to like get along with these people and then like vice versa them with me, like that kind of stuff. Cause like, I mean, I came here my freshman year and it was probably majority of the team from Georgia and they were like, oh my gosh, like you're so California. Like she's so, and I'm like, I don't even know what that means. You know what I mean? But yeah. So, but yeah, that's definitely, it's been awesome, but yeah. Definitely like my own little sorority. That's the best way I can put it.
Definitely. I think that's a great way to put it, especially when you're first starting. You probably have all these different meetings and trainings and all that's literally like sorority recruitment at the end of the day.
So yeah, exactly.
That's fun.
Exactly.
Everyone, I feel like that's a good message. Everyone finds their own little group in any sort of way. It's all based off of your interests. And I'm sure that's so cool to have a ton of friends that literally love exactly what you do.
Yeah, exactly.
So what would you say is the most rewarding thing or something that you love about being on a team at a large college or a large university? Because obviously UJ is huge. So, you know, there's room for more audience. Audience, is that what you say?
Game? Yeah, I mean, literally, I guess fans.
The fans, yeah. Spectators. Like, what is one of your favorite things about being at a large school?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy, like, so I've always grew up watching like Pac-12 games and that kind of stuff, like football, volleyball, like anything. And it's just so different. Like every game is basically free. You go to a football game, it's pretty much free. Like it's never sold out, like anything like that. And like, I feel like whenever I would go like watch my sister play, like it was me and 15 other people in this like huge arena. You know what I mean? So when I got here, I mean, it was like wildly rewarding to like see how many people want to come watch. And then like after games, like when you're walking to your car and like there's like floods of people who are like, will you sign this, will you do this? And I'm like, how do you even know like who I am, you know what I mean?
Gosh, I have
so it's
chills.
Like, yeah, so it's just so cute. And like these little girls like all the time will like message me on Instagram like, I'm trying out for this team and doing this and what's like just like the cutest things like that. So that's something that I feel like is like the most rewarding, is knowing there's like either adults or like tons of little kids who just kind of like look up to you and like think what you're doing is so great, because like behind the scenes it's like a lot of grind. So like kind of getting that like satisfaction of like, okay, I'm doing it for a good reason and like these people are like actually like enjoying what we're doing, that kind of stuff has been like so awesome.
That's like heartwarming to hear, honestly.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It's just the coolest thing. I'm sure that's so rewarding. You're like an icon to these girls.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's so cute.
Also, on that note, I guess, of you being a mentor and an icon, all those great things, what do you think that college athletics, especially at this level of like, not to discredit other levels of college athletics, but you're saying like, you know, you have a lot of eyes on you. I'm sure it's a lot of pressure. What do you think it's taught you kind of about, you could take this however way you want, like discipline or like major life lessons? Because I feel like you probably had to like grow and mature a lot faster than the typical college student.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, for sure. I mean, I like funny story, I guess. So when I was a freshman, I guess we had all these rules, like you can't go out, you can't drink, you can't do this, whatever, whatever. And I was like, oh, like who cares? Like not me, whatever. So I went out, got caught. Yeah. Got caught, got suspended. And then like from there, it was like a full 180. Like I realized like there are rules for a reason. Like there are superiors like you need to listen to, like that kind of stuff. And then it's just like a mutual respect for like my authorities. Like I feel like getting here, I was always kind of like, so what? But now I'm like, these are like my authority figures and like they have the best interests. And it's like, I need to understand, like I need to give them my best so that they can give me their best and that kind of stuff. So I mean, just following the rules was my first one for sure. And then just like knowing, or I guess just like having accountability for like your actions. So like I feel like growing up, like, you can just kind of be like, oh, I did this, but, like, she did that, or, like, I only did this because they did this kind of thing. But now it's, like, you just, like, can't do that. Like, if I missed something, or I didn't show up something, or I was late to something, like, if I'm like, oh, shoot, sorry, like, this person was, like, walking too slow, or I don't even know, like, but it, they would be like, okay, cool, and figure it out, you know what I mean? So, like, right, being able to, like, take accountability for, like, your actions has been, like, the biggest thing for me.
Yeah, I didn't even think about the idea of, like, you know, coming into freshman year, especially, honestly, at UGA. It is, there is a lot going on, and I'm sure that was so different because you were out of state, you wanted to make friends, mm-hmm. you're on a volleyball team, you're probably meeting a ton of people, and there's lots going on, so that must have been hard at times. Like, did you have to, like, say no to things sometimes because you had practice in the morning, kind of?
Mm-hmm. All the time. Like, we usually, yeah, everything starts usually, like, 6:30, so, like, if I was like, I can't come, like, I'm sorry, but, like, when you're younger, you're like, oh, I can get away with it, I can do it, yeah. and you just want to go so bad. But yeah, definitely that was, like, the hardest thing, was kind of, like, not giving up a social life, but realizing it's going to be a lot more, like,
balance.
Yeah. Than it would be if I was just a regular student doing, like, school and that, but
it's not like the party that you see in, like, the movies and everything. You're essentially working through college. I mean, it is, it's more than just work. I was going to ask you if you lived in the athlete dorms.
Cool. So my freshman year, I lived in the athlete dorms.
Is that ECV? Or is that something else?
So ECV is what, I guess it's considered athlete dorms. You can't, like, call it that because, like, I guess it's, like, against rules. I don't really know. But, so my freshman year, I lived there, and every athlete lives their freshman year, and then according to, like, what your coaches say and how old you have to be to move off and stuff, then you can move off. And now I live in a little neighborhood that's, like, 5 minutes away from campus, and then I live with three of my teammates, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's perfect. So you were saying how usually, you know, practice would start at 6:30, and we can tell you're a gal on the go. I have to know, can you tell us a little bit about, like, a week in your life during volleyball season? This could be pre-COVID, this could be now, kind of just a general, because the schedule of a college student is crazy enough, so the fact that you managed to graduate a semester early while on a team, it's just baffles my mind. So let's hear it.
I'll give you pre-COVID, because in COVID life is just...
It's so different.
So, totally, yeah, it's just boring, and it's not the same. And I'm not really in classes anymore, so it doesn't really count. Mm-hmm. But, okay, so I guess just walking through... I can give you, like, a day, and that's, like, basically that...
day.
That day is just every day of the week. So we wake up, we'll start our lift at, like, 6:30 in the morning, and that'll be, like, an hour or so. So it's, like, 6:30, 7:30. Depending on, like, your GPA or your, like, what class you're in, like, freshman or whatever, then we have a student-athlete center called Rankin, which is just for academics and stuff. So you do tutoring and that kind of stuff. So that'll start earliest at 8, and then you go 8 to 9, where you do, like, one-on-one tutorings. And then typically you have 2 to 3 classes, so, like, 9:40 or whenever class starts until, like, 11:50 or 12 or whatever, that's when we have our class blocked out. So we all have to be done with class by 12:30 every day because, yeah, it's pretty weird. So we have to be done with our class by 12:30. You have to scan your face into our student athlete hall or dining hall, because if you don't, it, like, costs some money, and they like to keep track of who's not going and whatever. You have to go there, get your lunch, which is great. Super convenient. I'm not complaining about it, but
Is it different food than the regular campus food?
Yeah. It's like a separate, like, building. So we go there, you get your food, and then practice 2:30 to 5:30 every day. And then, depending, again, GPA grade, whatever, you'll go to tutoring. Or if you're in certain classes, like accounting, finance, those classes do mandatory tutoring. You'll do that. And then same thing for dinner. You scan your face and you go get that food. And then you just wake up, start it all over again. So you get home probably like 9 or so. But
By what time, realistically?
Realistically, okay, I used to be so good at going to bed. Like, I would go to bed at, like, 9:30 latest. And now it's, like, I sit there, I, like, watch some TikToks, I, like, go on YouTube. Oh, yeah. And then I look up, it's, like, 11:40, and I'm, like, where did the time go?
And then you're, like, TikTok, okay, now I have even less hours of sleep. That's what shocks me out about. I like waking up early, but, like, then you have to get to bed early, and if you don't, it throws off the whole next day.
Yeah, and then you're, like, where do I get my nap in? I don't even know. It's, like, 20 minutes here and there. Yeah.
That's so interesting. So back to kind of what you're saying about having those, you know, classes only from a certain time. So You must have had some sort of like special, did you have like a special advisor that helped you plan your classes based off of, I mean, how do you literally fit all the classes into that block? I mean, I know there's, you know, different days, but that's crazy.
Yeah. We have a special advisor. Shout out to Ian. He's our like student. Yeah. He's our student athlete, like academic guy for our team specifically. And then he does freshman football. So like everyone has like their own pretty much specific people, but yeah, he makes our schedules. So like it can start at 8 and you just like have to like leave like a lift or something a little bit early, but it's 8 to 12:30. And so you'll usually just go like back to back to back or like 2 back-to-back and then have 3 the next day. And then, yeah, he somehow figures it all out and it's a miracle.
So he
just swear.
Does it. Like, yeah, you don't really have a choice, right?
Yeah, so he just does it. He puts, he knows what classes you need and when you need them, and he just puts them in, which is, like, super convenient because I have no idea how to use, like, the whatever. I don't even know, like, Athena or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Athena, Corsical to plan your classes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. How did you actually graduate a semester early then just credit-wise? Was it summer classes? Mm-hmm. How many hours per semester did you take?
Yeah, so my freshman, sophomore year, I took 12 hours each semester, and then I would take 9 to 12 hours every summer.
Gotcha.
Which helped a lot. And then starting the beginning of my junior year, we had a new head of academics come in, and he required anybody on scholarship to take 15 hours. So then I took 15 again, and then 12. So I took 15 again last semester. So my last 3 were 15, and then I was out.
Yeah, you're probably like, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I'm good. Like, I'm done.
That is so impressive. Wow. Yeah. Wow, that's just like a lot of take. So did you find yourself like literally getting tired throughout the day, or did you find like it was a really good balance of everything, like with your social life, with school, with sports? Did you ever have those days where you were just exhausted, and how did you like kind of conquer that?
Yeah, so in the fall for sure, because that's when our season was, that's when I would just be like a zombie walking through some of my things. I would sleep in my classes, unfortunately, like too often. Yeah, too often. But other than that, I mean, coffee was my best friend. I would drink coffee right before I went to practice. I'd have like 2-3 espressos and then just get going. But yeah, when you start to feel yourself pretty tired, is like I would definitely go to bed earlier, but it helps a lot because in the fall we travel so much. So our travel days, like we're either on a plane for 3 hours, so you sleep that whole time, or like our games aren't until the next day at 7, and we get to the hotel that night at like 8. So then I can go to bed like at like 9, 10, and then we don't have to be up the next day till like 12 doing stuff. So like you like really get your hours in when you're traveling, which is like super nice. Like, and it's kind of like, oh, I don't want to go. But then you're like, no, I'm excited to go now. Like I get to get my sleep back, like that kind of stuff.
Wait, were travel days fun? I feel like that sounds exciting.
Yeah, travel days are definitely fun. It's really fun when we get to just fly out of Athens and like get on their little charter planes and go, because it's just like
that's so sick.
Yeah, convenient. It's so convenient, and so yeah, that's awesome. And I live probably what like 4 minutes from the airport here, so we just drive there, fly wherever we're going, and then right after our games we come back that same night, which is like so great, and it's fun, and like you get to be in the hotel with everyone, and hotels are just fun when you get all your friends there. And then the only travel days that weren't awesome is sometimes we'd have to like get on a bus and go like 6 hours, and like that's when you're like, oh my gosh, I just want to get off this bus, you know. For the most part travel days were definitely fun, even like flying out of Atlanta, like that's still fun, like, and we have to all walk around kind of matching, and it's funny. But
so cool,
you guys are like a army rolling through. Yeah, like everyone matching gear. I'm like, oh, move out of the way, I'm scared.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Hey, I'm Autumn Calabrese, and I have a question for you. How do you do life? I might be a superstar trainer, but I'm also a boy mom, sister, daughter, friend, and entrepreneur. You might think my life is all working out and cooking healthy, delicious recipes, but trust me, there is so much more to it, and this is it. This is all of those real moments you talk about with your family and friends. Ever wonder what else life has to offer? Bring your curious appetite and let's do life together. Subscribe now at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and PodcastOne.com.
Okay, so obviously with athletics comes health and taking care of yourself. So I'm thinking more of like also pre-COVID with this stuff too, because obviously it's more important than ever to keep healthy now. But just in the normal like college environment, like I feel like it's tough, obviously, to stay healthy, especially if you're not sleeping probably as much as you should be. And just you also have like a lot of access to junk food 24/7, stuff like that. So how do you stay healthy while being surrounded by the college culture?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely really helpful. We have like our own team nutritionist, so she does a lot of like that stuff. So they'll get like, you have a meeting with her and she kind of like plans out like what your food should look like. And you do like, these, it's called like a bod pod. It's like a little egg and you sit in it and it'll just like calculate like your muscle percentage, your like body fat percentage, like, and, like all that kind of stuff. And it tells you like where you need to get better and that kind of stuff. So once our trainers and like our strength coaches and all that have it, then they kind of like keep you on like a track. And
that's
then
sick. I didn't even know that these things existed.
Like, I didn't either.
Yeah. So it's like super helpful because I feel like, and even freshman year though, like I'm not going to say we didn't all like indulge in like of the freedom course. Of getting to eat whatever we want. And like freshman year, we all like put on a good handful of weight and we all now look back at our pictures and we're like, why didn't anybody say anything? Like, why were we just doing all this? Like, you know, but yeah. And then like once you started adjusting and like we lift so heavy and like do, they give you like proteins and all that stuff. So like, you kind of have to like balance that out. Like you can't start eating a bunch of like candy and ice cream when you're like now getting like all this protein and lifting and stuff like that, cause you turn into like a freaking bowling ball. But, yeah, so it is definitely helpful having those kind of resources. Cause I'm not sure that I would be able to do it by myself. I wouldn't say I have the best self-control when it comes to my choices of diet. So
totally makes sense. So do you take kind of with that, do they give you guys like off days? Like, do you get off on the week? Like, when do you rest physically, mentally, emotionally?
Yeah. So, there's different hours, like in season hours and out of season hours are different. We have the whole month of May off every year. And then sometimes you'll get like a week in July, the first week of July or something like that, or like the last week of July. And then in season, there's different like rules and requirements, but basically like you have to have one off day a week, every week. And then on top of that, they have to scatter in like 14 off days over the whole semester. Oh, so okay. You'll end up getting like 1 to 2 off days a week. But my coaches are pretty great about that. And like, if they know we're tired or like we look like we're kind of just hurting, they're like, all right, we like, you guys are good. Like, we're going to give you tomorrow off, rest, come back, that kind of stuff. So yeah, you get them. And when you get them, you use them for sure. But
besides that, though, like even Sundays and stuff like that, you're working out?
So
it's every day.
Yeah, in season we usually have Saturday, Sundays, and then because we play typically Sundays, but and I was telling Danielle this, we usually get Mondays off every week, but I mean this week was different, but we usually get Mondays off and you kind of plan on that, and then sometimes according to like when your games are and stuff it changes, but we plan on Mondays. So Sunday is like our day, we can go out and get dinner, like get a drink with our friends, like that kind of stuff. So Sunday fun day, so we call it.
Sunday fun day is the movie these days, honestly.
It is.
I feel that. It's
you
so
have
fun.
To pick your places wisely though, because I feel like Sunday is the one day in Athens where like half the stuff is closed. Like
Yeah, that's also true.
Not restaurants per se, but like for some reason all of the bars, like I would want to have a Sunday fun and like everyone is closed.
Yeah.
No, never Polly's though.
Never Polly's, you're right. You are right. Yeah,
that's like the funny. One day, because I feel like when people do a perfect week, they don't include Sunday, which is interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's just wrong. I got to do that one of these days. Just like drink every day until I graduate. Not every day until I graduate. Every day one week. Of
one
I graduate.
Week.
Oh, you're allowed to have a bender. In there.
Okay, Brooke.
I don't know. Like, are you allowed to do that after you graduate? You kind of have to get it in, right?
Yeah.
Before you leave. I don't know if it's as appropriate. Yeah.
Shoot. It's just more justified when you're in college, because then you can be like, oh, I'm in college. Like.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I have one more question about like all of the nutrition stuff then. So they kind of work with you, they give you a plan, all that stuff. How is this dining hall that I didn't know existed like organized? Like, do they have your meals like waiting, like they're like, Bryn, here's your dinner, like
they'll put it that's funny, could you imagine, wouldn't that be nice? No, they put it in it's a, like a buffet style, but they have like certain protein, so like they'll always have like a white meat, and then they'll have like a red meat, and then a fish or something like that, and then you go to like the vegetables, and then it's like carrots or steamed broccoli or like that kind of stuff. So then you just have to pick like what like you know you're supposed to be getting, and you kind of like pick that. So like that sometimes is tough because they'll have like a surprise like action station and they've got like pizzas and mac and cheese and all this stuff. Yum. You know, so that's yeah, that's like your cheat day, I guess. But yeah, so they just have it set up where they like only really provide you what they know you're gonna need, and then you just go in and make your own like plates or I guess to go boxes now. But so wow.
That's so nice. Yeah. It's like a nutritious meal. Like you go, you get your protein, you get, you know, your sides, your veggies. Mm-hmm. That's just like, that's how every dining hall should be organized.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's definitely convenient because if I had to go to a regular dining hall, which I have done before, just because like I, when you're a freshman.
Yeah.
And like they give us a meal plan our freshman year and like you can use it, I guess. And like cool. I go in there and I'm just like, oh my gosh, look at all this good stuff. I'm going here. I'm getting ice cream. Yeah. They have a soda machine. I'm like, all of this.
I was hitting up the soft serve machine like multiple times a day. I was like, why I gained the freshman?
Mine was the pasta bar.
It was candy store though, because it's all unlimited too. So it's like,
You think it's free. You're like, oh, it's free. I'm going to get all this, you know? Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That is so funny.
Reminiscing. Oh, so good. Oh, well, this is awesome. So kind of to wrap it all up and tie it with a bow, if you will, you were kind of already talking about, you know, post-grad, you might want to like just move to a new city, get a job of that sort. So do you see volleyball playing a role in your life after college, or maybe not exactly?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, if I were to end up playing volleyball, it's an overseas league. So I would have to go to like... Yeah, I'd probably go to somewhere like Europe or Asia and that you play there. And it, I mean, it sounds like awesome and like just doing that for like a year or two. But at the same time, like, I don't know if I could be that far away that long. So I don't think playing will be in my future, but I do really like coaching. And I do think that I could do like assistantships and that stuff for certain colleges and just to spend my time somewhere. And they can help you do like master's programs, stuff like that. So if I wanted to do something like that, I would, but for now, I am pretty much set on not involving volleyball just because it's been like 14 years of my life.
Yeah, maybe a little sense. Break.
You can also exactly. A little break and then maybe go back if I start getting sad or nostalgic about it. Yeah.
You could always like coach someday. I feel like not that's at so a high level, but at like for
like a little like travel team or something. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So definitely. Yeah.
I feel like it's probably just hard to look at it with a like now your lens of looking at volleyball is probably so, I don't want to say not as fun because it seems like you are still like happy and having fun, but I'm sure it's much different than it was when you were a kid.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely more technical, like more like businessy than it is like fun and games, you know? So, but yeah.
That makes sense. Well, Bryn, this was a pleasure. Like seriously, you are such an angel, such a sweet girl. So if you could plug yourself to our audience, like where they can find you and keep up with everything that you become.
Yeah, absolutely. You can definitely follow me on my Instagram. That's basically where I put everything up, stories, posts, all that. But that's really, it's my only social media. So follow me at Bryn Chandler, and I'm sure my name will be somewhere on here. So
Perfect.
Awesome. Well,
thank you so much. I am totally inspired after this, and I think you're going to inspire a ton of other gals that are listening and doing you. And we can't wait to see where life takes you.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Happy Earth Month, you guys. I love that I can shop sustainably at Macy's. I actually really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. So, you guys want to join in on the fun? You can join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. I think this is such a cool idea, like turning old schoolyards into green spaces. That's so exciting. I feel like more and more we're needing to go outside, so this is perfect, and I love Macy's for that.